Welcome to Rambam on the Line. The ninth chapter of Hilchos Brachos, the Laws of Blessings. In most standard Rambams, that will be on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Halacha Aleph. K'shem she'asa l'adam l'anus b'maychal o b'machke kodem bracha. Just as a person is forbidden to benefit from food or drink before saying a blessing. K'chasa l'anus b'reach tov kodem bracha. So, one is forbidden to benefit and enjoy a fragrance before saying a blessing. Uketiv mevarach al reich tov. How does he bless on a fragrant smell? Hayezeh sheyesh la reich eitz o min eitz. If the object that has the smell is a wood or a type of wood, mevarach bo'ei atzid tzomim. You make the blessing, you create fragrant wood. Hayezeh eitzev o min eitzev, if it was an herb or a species of herb, mevarach bo'ei atzid tzomim. He makes the blessing who created the herbs, the fragrant herbs. If it was neither from a tree or from the earth, kagon, hamar, like the spice myrrh, which comes from an animal, shuminachaya, mevarach bar minim samim, then you make a general blessing who creates types of spices. Now there's a fourth thing. If it was a fruit that's fit to eat, like an etrog, a citron, or a tapuach, an apple. Mavarach, he says, the blessing shenasan reach tov b'peros, who gave a fragrant smell to fruit. And any of these categories, if he said a more general blessing, who creates types of spices, he fulfills his obligation. You do not say a blessing on incense until the smoke comes up. The case of Ravachan Olav, how do you bless on it? If this object that's being burned and giving a fragrance is made out of a tree derivative, Ravachan Barayati, the Solomon, you say the blessing, you create fragrant tree, fragrant wood. Vayayayas, if it was an herb, Isri the Solomon, you say the blessing on the fragrant herb. Mayim Minchaya, if it came from an animal, Kiyotaba, or other such things, Ravachalav Barayati, the Solomon, you say a blessing, who creates various kinds of fragrances. Halacha Gimel. Shemen shel afarsimon ukiyotibo mevarach olav barei shemen orei. There is a special blessing for balsam oil or other such substances, and that is who creates sweet smelling oil. Aval shemen zayi shekav shor shetachno zechotu veichon nodei. But an olive oil that was pressed and ground until it has a very fragrant smell, you make the blessing who creates fragrant wood because it is a product from a tree. Oil that was made fragrant, like the oil of anointing, which had various kinds of substances which added its fragrance to the oil. Then, you make the general blessing, since it has different substances added to it to give it the fragrance, who creates various perfumes and spices. If they brought before him oil plus myrtle, you make a blessing on the myrtle, thus freeing the oil. You don't have to make on both of them, you only make on the hadas. Because there is one blessing for both of them, which is the blessing over fragrant woods, fragrant trees. That the Rambam was explaining why it's enough to make one blessing, and you don't have to make two blessings, because it is the same blessing on both of them. It's just a question, which one should you choose? So you choose the hadas. Halacha dalet. Ha'elafan of balsam shu'esev, balsam shu'esev, and brachach man b'teres es chavero. If you have a fragrance from a wood source and a fragrance from an herb source, one blessing does not free the other. He makes the blessing for each one separately. If he was brought wine and oil, he holds the wine in his right hand and the fragrant oil in his left. He makes the blessing on the wine and drinks it. And then he makes the blessing on the oil, the fragrant oil. And he smells it, and he puts it on the head of the waiter, so he should, the oil that he took into his hand, he shouldn't waste, he puts it on his head. If the waiter was a scholar, and it's not becoming for a scholar to go perfumed, then he just rubs the oil against the wall to get it off his hands. Okay, hey. If a thing is in doubt as to whether it comes from a tree or from the ground, like an herb, you say the blessing who creates various types of fragrances. A perfume that was put together by the spice maker, by the perfume maker of various types. Also, you say the general blessing who creates varieties of perfumes. If he enters the market, the store of a perfume seller that has various types, you say the general blessing, Yosef Shem Kol HaYom, if he sits in the store all day, Kulo, and Mavarach Al-Achas, he only says one blessing. Nechus V'yotzen, Mavarach Al-Kol, Pam U'Pam. If he goes in and out, he says a blessing each time. Halacha Vav. Shoshana is sometimes translated as lily, sometimes translated as rose. The Chilfi Amayim, that's another kind of flower, sometimes translated as spikenard. Mevarach Malayim Barati B'Sam. The blessing on them is who creates fragrant woods. Nagish Ogina, a garden lily, Barati B'Samim. And you say the blessing, it's more like a tree, and you say the blessing who creates fragrant woods. V'Shal Sada, and of the field, Barati B'Sam, who creates fragrant herbs. Havered, Umei Havered, rose and rose water, Valvona and frankincense, Vamastachi and mastic, Ukiyotibahen and so on, Bariati Besamim. All of them, the blessing is to create fragrant woods. Zion, Shlosha Mine Reach Tov, Emevach Maleim. There are three kinds of fragrances, good fragrances, that you do not say a blessing on. Verohen, and this is what they are. Reach Tov, Shoatala Reach Bo, a fragrance that you're not allowed to smell. Reach Tov, Shoatala Reach Ra, a fragrance whose purpose is merely to get rid of the bad smells. Reach Tov shenasa l'reach ba'atzmo shereach zeh. And a good smell that it's not meant to actually smell that smell. It's not for the purpose of smelling it, as we'll see. Ches, keitzer ha'tzol. B'samim shel akum. Perfumes used for idolatry. B'samim shel erva. Perfumes that women wear, a woman who the man is not supposed to have relations with, min arayos, any of the forbidden relationships. In Mevarach Maleim, you do not say a blessing over them, because you're not supposed to smell them. The perfumes that are put around the dead, or in the laboratory. The shemnos, or a fragrant oil that is used as a kind of deodorant. In Mevarach Maleim, you don't say blessings on them. If you should not have a their purpose is not for the good smell, but to remove the bad smell. Mugmur shemagam rabot hakelim, incense, which they used to smoke the clothing with to make the clothing have a good smell. That's the begadim, the vessels and the clothing. In Mevarach Maleim, you don't say a blessing on them. That incense, it's not meant to smell the incense itself. It's meant to impart a good smell to the clothing. If you smell the clothing that have been perfumed, and also you don't make a blessing, the reason there is, if you change sham ikar bosom, alareach lo ikar, you don't have the principal spice there, or perfume, you have the smell without the main thing there. There's just the smoke went in there and gave it the smell, but you don't have the substance there. Zachatet, some sham esiva shalakum, perfume of a gathering of non-Jews or idolaters, Mevarach Maleim, you don't say a blessing on them, because we assume a gathering of idolaters contains idolatry in it, and the perfume is for idolatrous purposes. If he's going outside of a city, and he smelled a good smell. If most of the cities are idolaters, he shouldn't say the blessing. If they're mostly Jews, he should. There's a mixture of smells, the fragrances. Some of the smell is coming from things that you don't make a blessing on, and some of it is coming from things that you do make a blessing on. Ho chanach le'arov. So you go by the majority. If it's majority of something that has a blessing, you bless. And if not, you don't.